But we'll combine them like this. Okay. See how we're okay? Okay, so again, we have Ruba de Issa come on, example being Teisha Chanuyas, example being in a Sanhedrin, in a Bezdin, and so on, where anybody looks can see what the majority is, right? That's called Ruba de Issa come on, evident, or
you
know.
By Sanhedrin, we might indeed say that the miyut.
Very good. Hold the thought. Very excellent. Hold the thought. We'll see you later. Yeah, hold the thought. But anyway, that's the, but that again, but I'm just defining now what the Gemara calls Ruba de Issa come on, you can see what the Rove is. And there we have, we have the rule of Achra Amahatos. The Gemara there in Chulin also discussed what's called the Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Ruba de Lesa Kamon is you can't see, it's not in front of us, Issa and Lesa opposites, right? Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Okay? We have a principle in Gemara that says, Rove behemoths are Ksheris. I can't see. Most, you know, when we shecht cows, most of the time we find that they're not treifus. Right? Some are, but miyut are. Rove behemoths are kshayris. That's not evident to the naked eye right now. Okay, I have a whole bunch of cows that are, you know, a herd of cows that are being brought in for, you know, for shechting purposes. We can assume that most of, unless we find it otherwise, again, it's normal suffering. But right now, I can assume rove of the cows are rove behemoths are kshayris. Okay, or the Gemara, not sure what they're talking about there in the first paragraph of Chulin, rove mitzvah tzashchita mumchen hein, right? We presume that a shochet who undertakes to shecht an animal knows what he's doing. He's qualified. Rov mitzvah shochet. He's a mumcha. Otherwise, he wouldn't do it. It's about a firm person, right? So, rov mitzvah and tushchita. Okay, there, the Gemara struggles to find what's the mukkar of rov there. In other words, Achrei Rab Lahatos is talking about an abezdin. That's the pasuk in Mishpatim. Achrei Lahatos, that's a ruba de Issa. Come on. So we take up a count, take a head count, and see what the majority is, right? The Gemara there in Chulin is struggling. Where do we get this rove of rove mitzvah and shechita mumchen hem? Where do we get this rove of rove behemoth ksheris? That's not, you can't just count up and so on and so forth. It's based on experience. But what, and other things, but where's the mucker for it? And the truth of the matter is, the Gemara's conclusion is not that clear. Okay, it's not really so clear what exactly the mucker is. Okay? And therefore, the Rishonim, the Gemara is struggling. The Gemara says, maybe we get it from here, maybe we get it from there. Again, you can look it up if you want. I guess I should have printed a little bit of it. But take a look, Chulin Yud, Yud Aleph. Okay, there the Gemara is struggling to find, by Ruba de Leisa come on, what exactly is the Mokar in Psukim. Okay, but the Rishonim will say simply that it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, it's part of our oral tradition, part of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what some say. Others say, no, it's also learned from Acharei Rabim Lahatos. Okay? Okay, Acharei Lahatos. But the issue which is different in Hilchos Taruvos, okay, whichever, it's different both from Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Okay, what's different in Taruvos is this type of rove, okay, you know, in the other cases, we don't know that there's necessarily an Isser here, right? You're looking at an animal, and is this a kosher animal or is it a treif animal? Okay, then it's alive right now. You don't know that there's you can have 10 of them, okay, and you don't know that they may all be mutter, right? There's nothing, we don't have any knowledge of there being any Isser here, okay? What's interesting about Taruvos is that we know for a fact that there's something Isser, Usser that's in the mix here. See, it's not, it's a different kind of suffix, sort of. I don't know which it is, but one of these hamburgers is not kosher. One of these hamburgers got mixed in with the kosher hamburgers. One of these hamburgers is not kosher. I just don't know which. You hear the difference? And it's usually by we talk about roves, there's no vados that there is something which is usser there, right? We don't. We just, could be, so then we decide by the rove, oh, it's not, okay? It could be that this shochet doesn't know what he's doing. It could be that this behemoth is a trefer. Okay, we don't know. So therefore, it's in a bus of Ruba. Right, whatever the mukkar is, whether it's Achram al-Hatos, even by Ruba de Leisa Kamon or not, again, that's a sugya over there. But by Taroba is a different type of rove because it's a little like a Ruba de, you know, we don't know for sure if there's any Isser here. Okay? By the Teisha Chanuyos, okay, we say, I have a principle, called the Parish, Meruba Kaparish, okay, there, the rove simply is mevarer the suffix. Halachically speaking, what does the rove accomplish? Let's say about Teisha Chanuyos. What does the rove do for us? It clarifies the suffix. Which restaurant did this meat come from? We don't know, but 9 chances out of 10, it came from the kosher restaurant. Right? Called the parish, Meruba Kaparish. Okay, whatever came, it came from the rove. We have the right to assume that halacha. right? That's a Ruba Disa Kamon. So in that sense of a Ruba Disa Kamon, we say the Rove is Mivarer the Sofek, or the Rove is Machria the Sofek, to use the halachic lingo, so to speak. It's Mivarer. It tells us it's Machria. Okay? But here, the Rove by Taruvos goes further. It's not Mivarer a Sofek. It does something more. Okay, right? I mean, the Rove by Hilchos Taruvos that says if I have three pieces of hamburger, or three hamburgers, or 10 hamburgers, and one of them is not kosher, it's not just Mivarer the Sofek. It goes a little further. Okay, as we say, it almost eliminates the Isser altogether. That's what I'm saying. It's a further step. Okay? In other words,
would another way of saying that Rove is a Mivarer or Machria be that Rove is a Hanhaga? Or is more.
Maybe we'll talk about that too. We'll talk about that also. Okay. But either way, I mean, you could say that. What he means by Hanaga is it's telling us how we can conduct ourselves.
Right. Now that there's an objective change.
Right. Correct. There's another way to say it. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. Some Achron have that terminology. I think others have the terminology. But yes. Whereas here by Taruvas, it's not exactly the same thing. You know, in some ways it's the same, but it seems to go a little further. Okay. Again, if you had, like we had by Bas V'cholov, okay, if we had Bas V'cholov, and some milk spilt into a soup, I know for a fact that there's Bas V'cholov in this pot. It's not no suffix about it. Okay, we're not saying he's not sure, the guy's not sure that he spilt any milk. He's sure. We know he spilt milk in, but we say, Rove, okay, I know that there's milk there. And the question is, really, as we'll see as we go through this, so let's say I have three hamburgers, okay, and one of them I know was from the housekeeper came, brought her own lunch, and then like by mistake I put in the fridge, and all three hamburgers, I can't tell them apart. So as we'll see, at least according to some, I can eat all three hamburgers. One person can eat all three hamburgers. We'll see the Machlokes Rishonim. That's staggering in a way, because, what do you mean? I know there's no suffering. I know one of them was treif. So you see what I mean by the road going further? Okay, and it strikes us as strange, but again, it's not. Again, I know that you use Bas V'cholov. I know that there's milk in this chicken soup. I saw it falling myself, and yet I'm allowed to eat the soup. Right? I mean, we'll talk about shisha, but I'm just saying. But for the basic principle of Rove, so that's what I mean by saying, so to speak, that the Rove here goes a little bit further than the sort of the typical Rove. So let's take a look. Okay. So that's in terms of Doraisa, like we saw in the Gemara Gittin, right? The Doraisa chad betray botel. And our Bonan say, no, sometimes not. So we know as well, and let's take a look now here in Chulin, in the source 4, Tzadi Vav Mubeis. Okay, the Mishnah says, Yerech shenizbashel bo gid hanosha. You have the thigh meat, and it was cooked together with the gid hanosha. They didn't traber it. They didn't remove, trabering is the Yiddish for removing the vein. They didn't devein it. They didn't remove the forgot to move this. So here the Gemara suddenly tells us, not a Gemara, a Mishnah, okay, on Chulin Tzadi Vav Mubeis, the Mishnah tells us, Im yesh bo benosan tam, harei zasura. Here the Mishnah is telling us, Rove is not enough, okay? Here the Mishnah is telling us that Rove is not enough in this particular instance. Suddenly something else comes into the mix, and that is Nesinas Tam. Again, we talked about it in the Sposh V'chol, but we're going, we'll start again, right? So he says, Yerech shenis basho, if the Gid Anosha gives flavor over, okay, then Harei Zasura, even though it's Rove meat and Miut, Miut Gid Anosha, okay, the Rove meat, if it gives flavor, if it gives off flavor, then it's Osir. So our ask, the Ketzad Misharin Osa, how do you know if it gives off flavor? So the Gemara says, Kibosar Belefes. Kibasa belefes, let's see Rashi. Okay, basa belefes means, lefes is turnips, a vegetable. Okay, do an experiment. You take as that much meat, as you had meat in the Yerech, and that much turnips as there was Gid Anosha, and mix that together and see. Do the turnips, give the flavor to the meat, right? Kibasa belefes, let's look at Rashi. Roin kilo hayerech lefosos, okay, you view it as though the Yerech, as the other around, the same difference, right? The meat, the thigh meat was turnips, and the Gid Anosh was basar. V'ilo hayano Saint tam basar, kashir agin klefosa Yerech osar. Okay, if you see that the way the meat gives flavor to the turnips, okay, in that same ratio as the ratio of Gira Rosha to the Erech, so then it's also the Shiur in Halach Moshe Mitzrayim. This Shiur is Halach Moshe Mitzrayim. Ugmir the Bahach Bisharinin, the Af Alpi, even though he says turnips are different vegetables, if you had kruv, which is cabbage, kafel, which is leeks, it would need either more or less because the flavor is sharper or less intense and so on. Nevertheless, that's Halach Moshe Mitzrayim, impossible efes. Turnip is a bland, average vegetable. It's not particularly sharp. It's not particularly not sharp. Okay, again, cabbage is different, and the leeks are different. Leeks are very, you know, leeks like onions, right? The leeks are very sharp. Okay, so they're likely to give more flavor, right? And so on. So anyway, but we don't do that. We look into lefis. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now the truth of the matter is. The Meiri over there in Chulin, Sarav Abbeis, a Mishnah Shish. I didn't print the whole Meiri by mistake, okay? But the Mishnah, you can wonder, the Meiri, the part that I forgot to print, wonders, why don't you say, what do you mean? Why do you have to have this funny experiment? Why don't you taste it? Okay, why don't you have a guy taste it? Which we'll talk about also. Why don't you have some of the non-Jews taste it and see? Does the get on? Is the flavor? Is there flavor? Is there transcendence of flavor? Okay. So truth is, the assumption there is that it's a min bimino. Okay. It's min bimino, right? The gid and the meat. It's min bimino. All right. And now, when by min bimino, there is also transcendence of flavor. Let's clarify. That's what Miri clarifies, and others. That by min bimino, there's also transcendence of flavor, but you can't tell. Okay. In other words, if you have kosher meat and non-kosher meat, there is, and it's hot together, it's cooked together, there is flavor transference. In other words, the kosher meat will absorb some of the flavor of non-kosher meat. The only thing is you can't tell. That's why timus kvela doesn't help. So that's why the Mishnah sets up this equation of basar b'lefes, where they're two different items. In other words, that's min b'sheino min. You follow? In other words, if I cook non-kosher meat and kosher meat together, there's no doubt that there's transference of flavor. But it's the same flavor, right? It's meat. So you can't tell what's been absorbed, what's not been absorbed. So that's why the Mishnah sets up this, okay. Now, continues the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah. Gira nosha shnizbashel im hagidim bizman shemakiru benosin tam v'lav kuros. So we'll come back to that. Okay, if you cook the gira nosha with other gidim, okay, if you can tell what's the gira nosha, okay, then it's the nosin tam. If not, they're all osir. Okay, Rashi says, then you have to get rid of the non-kosher thing. If you can see it, if you can recognize it, get rid of that which is non-kosher. Then you only have a problem of the flavor. So then, if it's benosin tam, it's a problem. Bizman shmakir benosin tam, you see that it's no sin tam. If it has no sin tam, then it's a problem. Okay, but if not, then they're all also, right? If you can't tell. We'll come back to this. So we'll have to see this a little bit later. Okay. What's important is, again, the issue, what emerges for our purposes today from this Mishnah is the introduction of Nosin Tam. All right. We don't just say Rove. Okay, don't just say rove. Tom suddenly plays a role. That's what Rashi says. Right? Benosin tam, yesh benosin tam. B'chol elu, does it give off tom or not? All right. So again, this is not just a din of rove, but suddenly tom becomes important and mishish becomes important. And Rashi says, look at the Rashi milav kol nasurim. B'chol echad shomer zehu. Okay, if I have gidin mixed up, okay, and I can't tell them apart. If I can tell them apart, so look, take out the non-kosher gid, the gid non-kosher, throw it out, and now the only concern is flavor. So see if does it give off flavor or not. But if you can't tell them apart, then they're all also why? Because any one you eat may well be that one. Okay. So look in Rashi, right? You hear the case. You have gid non-kosher mixed up with other gid, right? You have piece of other chatichas, and mixed up with other chatichas, you can't tell them apart. If you can tell them apart, good, so get rid of the non-kosher one, and then you only have to worry, was there transcendent flavor? So see, were there transcendent flavor? But if you can't tell them apart, they're all usur, that's what the Mishnah says, as Rashi says, kulon asurin, bimlav kulon asurin, debichol echad yeshomar zehu, each one of them, any one of them can be what? Can be the awesome one. And then Rashi says, "Ugemara parech lintel baruba." The Gemara said, well, why don't we just say, go by the Rov? So we'll see all that, okay? We'll come back to this point. Now, as a side point, this shear of Nesinas Tam, okay, is the, and the Gemara says it's like, the Mishnah it says it's like meat and lefes. Okay, we'll have to say is Halacha Moshe Misina. In fact, I just printed for you the Gemara in Sukkah and so 7, Hayam Ra'am Beis. Also, Erev and other places it says, Omar with Omar, Bechir Bar Ashi, Omar Rav, Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Halacha Moshe Misina. All Shi'urim. Chatzitzin is a different din, Chuznida, and other areas, Tumantara, Chatzitza, and Mechitza, or the Hadi Mechitza, not Mechitza for Shabbat purposes, but other purposes, for davening purposes, other types of Mechitza, is Halacha Moshe Misina. Okay, look at Rashi in 8, Sukkah, Hamer Beis, Shurin, Sheli, Surin, Kigon, Kazayas, Lechol, Achilles, Isur, Kosevas, Yom Kippurim. How do we know for Isur, but also for Mitzvahs? The minimum Shir is a Kazayas. By Yom Kippur, it's a little bit of a bigger Shir, it's a Kosevas. Okay, how do we know all that? It's all Halacha Moshe Misina. All Shiurim are Halacha Moshe Misina. So the Shir over here, okay, is like Basar and Lefes, which Rashi says later in Chulin. This was, I'm sorry, early in Chulin, Pei Tesema Beis, this was Tarivov, look in Rashi, Im Yesh Bo Benos in Tam, look in Rashi 9, Shi'aru Chachomim B'Shishin Kol Nos in Tam, stop. The Chachomim determined that 60-1 ratio, Bitul B'Shishin, that's the ratio of Nesinas Tam. The Mishnah doesn't say it, the Mishnah says Kibbosim Alephis, but Chazal and other places, the Gemara and Rashi spells it out here, what is Nos in Nesinas Tam, important Rashi, Hey, Tesla Bez and Kulin. Shiru Chachamim Beshishim Kol Nosin Tam Stam. Okay? Ordinary Nesinas Tam is in Shishu. If the ratio is greater than 60-1, so then we assume there's no transfer of flavor. If it's less than 60-1, there is transfer of flavor. Okay? That's Chazal. So now we have Bottle Berov, Chad Betray Bottle, and obviously in some circumstances anyway, we have Nesinas Tam, which is Beshishim, is Bottle Beshishim. Okay? So that we've introduced now two different types of bitul by Tarovas, bitul b'rov and bitul b'shishim. Tosfos there in Chulin on Sadi Zayin Lebeis, which is on that Mishnah, Tosfos says, okay, kol isurin shabatara matzilas okilu bein botzo v'kaflut. Again, it's onions and leeks, okay, which is what the Gemara says. So Tosfos one is yeah, but what the Mishnah said, botzo v'lefes. Now we distinguish lefes is turnips, right? So he says. Talks about different, perhaps there's a different, according to this Shita, okay, that the Tosfos is talking about, the Gemara in Sadi Zayin, maybe it will differ from food to food, okay, and the Gid doesn't give up that much flavor, the Gid lo yoyev tam kulei, then we can say basar lefes. I will shari surim, but other surim where there's more flavor. Gid is basically a sinew, doesn't have that much, you know, it's a nerve, doesn't have that much flavor, as opposed to other surim with more flavor. So then we can, it has to impact onion and leeks and so on and so forth. Okay? But Tosfos concludes, the karaba kamalan du basra, okay, and a kol isurin shabatara b'shishim. We don't, never mind onions and leeks and turnips, it's shishim. And that's what the Gemara says as well in Avodah Zarah, as Tosfos points us to Avodah Zarah, Samach Tesla Aleph 11, the Hilchasa, Idi B'Shitin, B'Chein Kol Isur and Shavatara. So we don't have to measure turnips, we're not worried about leeks and onions. The conclusion, as Tosfos points out, is not, never mind figuring out which vegetable to use to see if the meat impacts the flavor. Again, because that'll vary from vegetable to vegetable, depending on the natural sharpness of the vegetable. Again, leeks are stronger, so it needs more to impact the flavor. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Samachtes and Aleph 11, the Hilchasa, Idi ve'idi b'shitin v'chein kol yisur and shabatara. And that's what Rashi said back in Source 9, Chulin peites amezi maskam yesh boros atam, shiru chachomim b'shishim kol no sein tam stam. That's kol no sein tam. So, again, now we've had, in addition to bitul bro, we have bitul b'shishim. Okay? And again, just to sort of develop the point, to hammer home that point, the Ram here on the Rif and Chulin, Lamed Hayim Bey Amid Aleph, actually, it starts on Amid Aleph, the very bottom of Amid Aleph. Garcina, the Ramaskos on Amid Aleph, the part that we want from Bey, the Ramasko is Garcina, the Gemara, Amr Chibar Abar, Meshulam Levi, Meshulam Kabar, Kosin, Shavutor, Meshishim, okay, which we just saw. Okay, so Tosus, so the Ram rather on the part of on base, on the hammer base on the rib. Ulafichach hisru chachamim kol nos neitam la'elu de lo live to lo b'shishim. The afagav the butzim ehachid butol timeo. Okay, even though sometimes the flavor will be knocked out with less than shishim, depending upon again what the items are, it could with sometimes even less than shishim is already not no flavor is transmitted. Even in a ratio of less than 60. Nonetheless, the Chacham said 60 is the magic number, okay? And that's why, by the way, is the rather important one. Vafilo min bimino. Even when you have a tarovis, like I started with a min bimino, where, what flavor? I mean, again, we said there is transfer of flavor, but it's not discernible. So what do you do there? Okay, it's not, there's no discernible transfer of flavor. So, and midoraisa, the bottom of midoraisa chad betray. Okay, then bottom of the road works. You can't, what's shishim? You don't want that transfer to flavor? You can't tell the flavor anyway. No, nevertheless, hitzvichu shishim. They still said shishim and afal pi shein tamonikar, even though there is no discernible flavor transference by min bimino, because it all tastes the same anyway, you can't tell. So he says, afal pi shein tamonikar, lo plug rabbanon. Rabbanon made a rule, and that's the blanket rule, shishim. Okay? Yes, with me? All right, so now we have about the Rovi, about the Bashishim. One other important Gemara on Tzadis, still also on Tzadis Zayin Aleph, on the very bottom of the page, over at Tzadis Zayin Beis, it says, Amar Rabbanon b'tayma. Sometimes the Rabbanon say it depends on tam, flavor, flavor, transfer flavor. But Amar Rabbanon b'kfeila. Sometimes they say a kfeila, which means like a chef or a professional food, someone in the professional food industry. Okay, should taste it. Okay, and sometimes Amar Rabbanon on Tzadis Aveis, Amar Rabbanon b'shishim, sometimes it's shishim. Right, the Rabbanon sometimes said the rule is taste it, is a transfer of flavor. Sometimes they say someone else should taste it, and sometimes they just say shishim. So sometimes they say just see if it's shishim. When is it hilcha? Min b'she'eno mino. Okay, when you have a mixture of min b'she'eno mino, that tera b'taima. Okay. You see if there's been a transfer of flavor. If it's mutter, so, you know, let's say it's it's Truman Chulin or something. So have a kohen taste it, right? That goes by flavor. The sura, if it's usher, your Jew can't taste it. Then mikvela, we have a non-Jew taste it. Umin bimino, when you have a min bimino mixture where there is no discernible flavor, okay, the lekala mekama taima, you can't follow the flavor. Because no noticeable transfer, all the hamburgers taste the same. Or inami min b'she'eno mino the surah the leka kfeila. Or if there's no kfeila around, so then it's b'shishim. Okay, b'shishim, and then that's what comes out. Rashi explains on the Tzadis Zayin Aleph, Omer Rabbanon b'taima b'kama koma shenam nosan tam Omer kfeila k'dem Rabbi Yochanan. Sometimes it's this, sometimes that. Rabbanon b'shishim. All right. So again, we spell out. Look in Rashi. Min b'she'eno, second Rashi in 15 on Tzadis Zayin Beis, it spells it out very clearly. Min b'she'eno minu sha'adam yochol lahavchin tamo. When min b'she'eno minu, where there is a discernible difference, this is one type of food, that's another type of food, so you can see that one food impact the flavor of the other. Ushneim shal heter, sheyochol ben bris l'tamo, a Jew, a ben bris, can taste it, can go on truma v'chulin. Okay, a non-Kohen can't eat it because of the truma component, but a Kohen is allowed to eat both truma and chulin, so have a Kohen taste it. Good, then it's b'tayma. Yat imenu Kohen, as Rashi says, right? Let the Kohen taste it. If ain't truma no senes tam chulin, then yochol tafshel off those arms. If you see, the Kohen says, no, I can't taste any of the truma product here. Okay, again, this is min b'she'eno mino. I can't taste in this mixture any truma product. So then, even a non-Kohen can eat it, right? That's the din of Tam, right? There's been no transfer, no discernible flavor transference, even though it's been b'shein amino, but the ratio was such that it didn't impact it. So then, even a Zohar, right? Even a Yochel HaTavshel, Avzal Zohar, even a non-Jew, a non-Kohen can eat it, right? That's one thing, that's with Tam. The surah, if we're dealing with the surah, like Rashi says, "Kol bos b'cholov she'ain ben bris yochol taimo." Okay, if it's a mixture of bos b'cholov, so you can't ask a Jew to taste it. Maybe the meat impact or meat impact the milk, or vice versa, whatever. You can't ask a Jew to taste it. So therefore, some chinuk kfeila, we rely on the non-Jew. Non-Jew's not eating bos b'cholov, so he'll taste it. Okay. Umin b'mino bein dehetera bein disur the lekala avchin taimo, any type of mixture of min b'mino, whether it's shrum and chulin, or you can't ask a kohen to taste it because it's min b'mino. There's no, what do you mean? How can you tell? You can't tell whether the truma fruit. They're all apples. So the apples and apples. You can't tell which is truma, whether the truma impacted the others or not. Okay. Or if it's iser, you know, like bas v'chalav, still elekel hafkin tamo. You can't tell the distinction. Well, bas v'chalav wouldn't be, but let's say b'sar shutum b'sar nevela. So elekel hafkin tamo. You can't ask a tchila to taste it because it all tastes the same. So, or inami mimish enemy disur elekel kvela over kavod tam mishan b'shishim. Then we follow shishim. Okay, so that's by way of a general introduction in terms of this part. All right, by Bittul Barov, Chad Mitzvah Bata, and Bittul Shishim. Yeah.
If you understand Shishim as like when Rashi says Shiaru Chachamim,
yeah,
that they actually mamish checked physically to see with his ta'am, so I can understand. Okay, so it happens to be then Shishim. But if it just means that they were koveya, the Midra Bottom, this is what it should be.
Yeah.
Is it just, what's the...
Well, again, it's kind of both. Shiru Chachamim, but then we said Lo Plug Rabbana, and they said that's the shir, even when you have a type of food where it's not. Exactly. Lo Plug Rabbana, it's a Lo Plug. Who said that language? That's the Ran. Okay, then at 12, Ran on Lamed Hem Beis in the Rif, he says, Kevan Shem Shachachal, Afo Pi Shein Tamanik, last few words. Afo Pi Shein Tamanik, Lo Plug Rabbana. Shiru Chachamim said they did taste it. Okay, they did test it rather. And again, that's always a question because we just said before that every shir is halacha moshe min Sinai. So, you know, again, when we talk about the 40 saw, let's say, of a mikveh. Okay, the 40 saw of a mikveh, so that's a halacha moshe min Sinai, but really has to be that the person can immerse himself all at once. So, what if a guy's a midget, you know, or he's extremely tall, you know, so it's the same type of thing. Lo plug rabbono. Okay, now let's turn over now to Anaf Beis, which will continue. And that's min b'mino yovish b'yovish, okay. So here the classic case: I have three pieces of meat, two are kosher, one is nevela, okay. So again, we're gonna. This is a gamble case. We'll say batamarov, okay, batamarov. This is min b'mino, but it's yovish b'yovish. I mean, again, we define lach b'lach as when the mixture combines everything into one new entity, which is not the case by yovish b'yovish. I still have three distinct pieces of meat here. They weren't, you know, they weren't conglomerated or whatever the word is into one item. It's three distinct pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one is non-kosher. So there we say batel barov, and even the rabbanon, we don't say atum mishenu mino because in this kind of case, shishim to begin with only the rabbanon. In that case, we'll come back to that. Okay. So that prompts the gemara to right with me. That prompts the gemara to ask on. Tzadi Tesam Beis, go over to Kufa Mon Aleph, okay, by the Gid Anosha. Remember, we had the case in the Mishnah. Look back for a second in the Mishnah, in Source 4, on Tzadi Vav Beis, right? Gid Anosha, Shnisbashel Im Hagidim. The first case was Yarech Shnisbashel and Gid Anosha, Yisrael Sintam. What if I have a Gid Anosha with Shnisbashel Im Hagidim? Okay, it was mixed with other Gidim. You can't tell that it's Min Mimino, right? This is a Gid and that's a Gid. They taste the same. All the gidim taste the same. So I have 12 gidim in this pot, and one of them is a gidim nosha. All right. So the bisman shemakiro, the Mishnah says again, if you can identify which is a gidim nosha, a guy knows enough about the animal to say, oh yeah, this is a gidim nosha. Good, take it out. And now the only issue is its flavor. You know, as Rashi said, right? Mashrich lechutz vein kana plitoso dimas bisman shemakiro in 5. Right, that guy says, chuck it out. Okay, now the only question is, did it go flavor? So we'll test it out, we'll see if there's no sintam. All right? But ulav, kulan asur. But if not, they're all asur. Why are they all asur? So as Rashi said, because any one that I pick up might be the gidan asur. I can't tell. Right? So ask the Gemara on Sadi test on the base at the very bottom of the page, right? 16. Gidan asur is about to be lived to a beruba. What do you mean? Why are they all asur? Eat the whole thing. Get good. The three other gidim in there. One of them is the gidan asha, plus the gidan asha, but batel barov. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers beria shiny. Okay, beria shiny. Beria is different. Its own entity is different. Okay. So I have to see what that means. Okay. By the way, look in Rashi in 17, the bottom of the side says, Rashi, they believe the Baruba, ki ain makiro, right? We can't mark it, it's a both of rope. Okay? Both of rope. So Gemara says, no, this is an exception, it's a barrier, it's its own entity, so it's not Bato. But for our purposes now, what do we see? Ordinarily, by Yavish b'Yavish, Min b'Mino, Rove works. Rove works. Okay, the Gidon Asher case is an exception. Similarly, the Mishnah went on, again, look back in the Mishnah on Sarevov and Beis. The Mishnah says, V'chein chaticha shel dag tamei. You had a non-kosher piece of fish. Shenis bashim ha-chatichos. Okay? Or chatichos, sorry, V'chein chaticha shel novela, or chatichos shel dag tamei. Shenis bashim ha-chatichos. Same thing, if you can identify it, just throw it out, then you just worry about the flavor. And love, cool and asuras. So now the Gemara has the same kasha. Okay, on top of Kuf Amud Aleph in Chulin, where it's the same kasha. You got out of the Gid problem, you said it's a separate barrier. So ask the Gemara, okay, good, but the Mishnah said the same thing is true, with the Chatich of Nevela got mixed up with Chatich of Shkuta, or Dag Tomei, of course, non kosher fish got mixed up. We also said they're all Asur, because any one piece might be that one. What do you mean? Also, Tivto Baruba. So, giving more, it says, Hanicha, Laman Domer, Kol Shadarka Lashinu, Laman Domer, Esther Darka Lashinu, Maik Lamemer. Now, Rashi spells it out. That's the Sugi and Beitza of how do you count something? Do you sell it, so to speak, or you look at it as an entity, or you look at it as individuals? Okay, today, I'd like to give the example of eggs. You have to buy eggs by the dozen, no? I think in Eretz Yisrael, you can only buy 3 eggs. They have this big, you ever go to Mercola with this big thing? And you can pick how many eggs you want. Put it in a little basket, make sure I'm cracking them, right? In America, you can't do that. You can never buy. There's always a dozen, doesn't have, but there's always a, you know, so they're always sold as a unit. Now you can't buy, as far as I know, unless it's a mom and pop shop someplace, but the regular supermarket, you can just go buy 4 eggs, right? Anyways, that's what well, Esther Dark Limonos, okay? Esher Dark Limonos that people individually, Kosher Dark Limonos, you look at a unit. Anyway, so the Gemara there says, so that might be different. Shiny chaticha over is kabe. The piece of meat is what's called chaticha is kabe. It's fit for a banquet to serve to important guests. All right, so therefore, it's an exception also. In other words, in both cases, both by the gid, it was mixed up with other gidim. And by the dag tamei that was mixed up with another piece of fish, and by the chaticha nevela that got mixed up with chatichas of shuta. In all these cases, the Gemara says an example really, really lived on Baruba. There's some technical reasons why Rove doesn't work here, but I don't care about that for the moment. I care about the basically it works on the basis of Rove. Okay, so usually by Yavish Yavish, but the Rove will work. Here it's an exception for one reason or another. Fine. It's barrier, it's chatichah, it's kabed, it's an exception. But the rule that emerges from this little sugya over here is that by yavish b'yavish, batal b'rov works. Okay? You look in Rashi, on the top of Kuf Amud Aleph. I'm sorry, that's why that's an arkon, kol shel arkon. Look in Rashi earlier in Chulin, Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. D'midoraisa, klomar, ilav, mehai gamina, mashina, bitul tam, kishar, bitul d'raisa, beruba. Okay, Havilon Lubitule. Tiksiv Achrei Rav Mahatos. Okay? Really, if not for, again, what the Sugya there is talking about, if not for that, we would say that it's Batal Bir Rov. Okay? It's Batal Bir Rov. Now, what exactly does that mean? Okay? So again, just to digress for a moment, Tosa says, barrier shiny, barrier is different. I feel a bit elephant about it. I don't care if the ratio is 1,000 to 1. Tosa says, Kufim and Aleph 20. Berry is shiny, berry is different, I don't care what the range is, never bottle. Give it a thousand. V'chein chatichu l'iskabe, lo b'teila. It's not bottle. Okay? Now, but, Tosus summarizes, and it's the key for us. V'dover, those are the exceptions. Okay? But v'dover, she'ein a lo barrier, v'lo chatichu l'iskabe, bottle b'rov. That's what Tosus is telling us. Okay? And that's what I'm interested in this sugya. I'm interested in why the Giran Osher, the case of Chatiya, those are exceptions. I'm interested in the Diyuk, that Tos says, if something is neither a barrier nor a Chatiya l'iskabed, so then it's Bata Barov. And I feel it's the Abana, like a Gamash Rachel, we use Shema Lachad Gabra Yasser. You know what you ask?
I mean, 1,000 meaning no number, you mean 1,000.
Right, right.
I mean, 1,001 would also be
Bata. Right, right, exactly. Okay? But again, that's an exception. But what we're interested in learning right now is that an ordinary case of min b'mino, Yavish b'yavish, it's batal b'rov. Now what Tosis throws in at the end, to put in the back of your head, is umiyu shema lechad gavra haya aser. Tosis is a little uncomfortable. You mean to tell me, like I said before, there are three hamburgers here, okay? One of them I know is non-kosher. Just don't know which it is. I can't tell them apart. They all look the same, okay? I can go ahead and sit down and eat all three of those hamburgers, knowing for a fact that one of them is non-kosher. Tosa says, well, maybe lechad gavra. Okay, and why did you make the distinction? So let's say you and I are going to have lunch together. So I'm going to have two pieces, you're going to have one. It's okay. But apparently, yes, it is okay. That's the din of rov. Okay? Now, if you take a look in the Ran, on Lamed Vomidav, the Ran Arif on Lamed Vomidav, okay, it says, Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, asks, live till Barov. Okay. Tosus says that there's no shishim at all required here. Tosus said that. Okay, you don't need shishim in this case. Okay, even the Rabbanon. The Raiva disagrees. The Ran quotes the Raiva. Chasa Raiva. Chavrina believes the Baruba La Baruba Mamish Kamar Dahanu Chad Betray. The Homi Rabbanon Shishim Beinan. The Raiva is of the opinion that even in this, that in the case of Yavesh B'Yavesh, Min B'Mino, you still need Shishim. Tosa said not so. Tosa says there is no Gzera D'Rabbanon here. It's Batal B'Rov. The Ran quotes the Raiva, but then the Ran says on the Raiva, V'lo Nehira. Okay, and the simple reading of the Gemara is Livto Beruba. What does Rov mean? Even 2-1, Batal B'Rov. The Raiva says that means 60-1. The Ran says, forgive me, but the Gemara knew how to say 60. Okay? And in all the places where it says the word Ruba, it always means Shishim. It always means Shishim. Now, says the Ran, Anatamishum Dechi, it's the Itzrich, or Shri Itzrich Rabbana Filo Bimin Bimino Shishim. When do we need Shishim by Min Bimino? That's Bidvarim hanivlolim or hanivlolim shatama isu mispashe. That's by lach belach. That's or by rice with the meat or whatever, the gravy. That's when the flavor is absorbed through the item. Not like three pieces of hamburger on one plate. Okay? When you have lach belach, bidvarim hanivlolim, they're mixed together. Oh, hanivloin, they're absorbed. Shatama is mispate. Then, lived a little bit. Tule time binim shishim. Of a yavesh be yavesh, kaven shah iser ome ba'atzmo. By yavesh be yavesh, the usher item remains an independent entity by itself. Umidina chad betray batel, like we saw. So chenami batel b'drabban also. The sheer shishim al shay chachaklal, the lo mitel tam b'hachi. What's shishim? Shishim gets rid of flavor here. What do you mean? The flavor is not discernible anyway. So the man is like Tosis. Okay? Now, as an aside, I really didn't have to print it here, but it's in the same run on Robert Aleph on the page of the Riff. He talks about a barrier. He said, what really qualifies as a barrier? Own independent entity. He says, Echad She'isur Migufo. Okay? That is something which was what we call Usur Mitchilas Brioso. From the very time it was created, it's already Usur. Okay? As opposed to something became an Avela. It wasn't born in a veil, it became in a veil, right? That's it's fundamentally also. Hasheni shetebrius neshama has to be a living creature. Okay, it has to be a real living creature, as if it breathes and so on, as opposed to a piece of wheat, okay, or something like that, which could be chuma, whatever, or nuts. That's not berya. Okay, even though it might be an independent stalk or independent item, but it's not called berya. A third is. Shishi shtei shlema has to be whole, okay, as opposed to it was chopped up. So that's just a side point by Beria, and it brings the proofs to it, so how can we get to that? But you can read over, yeah. Yeah. Okay, now, let's just go a little weiter, okay? Okay. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Machos Asuras, Perek Tesvov, Halacha Dalet. Nafal chelev klayos the chelev ayo. If I have chelev, it's just from the kidney, which is a forbidden chelev. and it got mixed up with the chalet from the tail, regular fat, which is mutter. Benimah ha'kol, the whole thing got melted together. Okay? That's a regular, that's a tarovus lakala. It became a new entity. You can't see which fat is which anymore. All blended together. So says the Rambam, Im ha'ya chelav ha'ayah kishnayim b'chelav ha'kloyos, ha'yakol mutter ben ha'torah. Even by lach belach, even by lach belach, when it became nivla and so on and so forth, okay, if you know that there was two, you know, more fat from the mutter source than there was from the usher source, then harav midoraisa kol mutter again, chad betray b'otam ben ha'torah. Again, even by lach belach, even when it became a new entity, if you know for sure that there was more of the ingredient, more of the fat came from the kosher source as opposed to non-kosher source, then chad midoraisa chad betray b'otam. Vafilu chatichas nevela shnis arvu b'shtei chatichas shoshkuta. And if I have a jovish b'yovish, a chatichas nevela, they got mixed up with two shkuta chatichas, also a kol mutter min ha'torah. Avo mi divrei sofrim midrabanan, hakol osur. Achiyova davar isur me otzim miyuto, velo ye davar chashen ha'menes, nothing remains. But again, what the Rambam says, mi divrei sofrim hakol osur. Now wait a minute, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam seems to be saying like that, right? That even by lach belach with Rabbanan, they said you need shishim. Okay, not like the Rambam. That's like Tosis. That's like the Rambam rather. Okay, against Rov Rishonim. The Rambam says of divrei sofrim kol usur, even by yavish biyavish. The Rambam saying that. Okay, because the Mishnah points out. Source 23. Again, this is Parak Tesvo of Hilchos Machalas Asuras Halacha Dalet. So the Kesef Mishnah explains, he quotes the Gemara and so on. He says, first he explains the bottle of woodwork, okay, he explains that also again. By the Gidim, the Mishnah in Tzadivah, right, the Tzadivah base, the Gidim that got mixed up with Gidanoshe, that got mixed up with the other Gidim, right, the Gidanoshe got mixed up with the other Gidim. So really, it should be bought to Barov, but it's a barrier. Or it's Chatrilis Kamen, whatever the Gemara says. Alright? And the Hachi Name, in a fourth line, this is a side point, we should know this. Mashma Beresh Perak Hataruvos. Okay, what Perak is that? What's Perak Hataruvos? There's no such Perak called Perak. Usually in the Gemara, I mentioned this as a side point. Usually, but you should just be aware because you'll come across it. Usually, a Perak is called by the opening words, Meimasai Karim, Perak Meimasai, right? Perak Gidanoshe, starts with Gidanoshe, Perak Kolabosa, right? The first mission starts Kolabosa. The name of the Perak is usually the opening word or words of the Perak. Sometimes they have to change it for whatever reason, okay? Well, sometimes the Rebeleza Demila, you know, that's not the opening word. The opening word is Rebeleza, it's Rebeleza Demila, okay? Or sometimes you have two prokhamim start with the same word, so go hamevi, like I get hamevi kamen, hamevi basa, right? So you have such things. But here there's no, you know, and you look at a list of Mishnah, sometimes they print, you know, some people have minig, or a yartzeit or whatever, to learn Mishnah is based on the name of the person. The name was Moshe, so first to learn a Mishnah the Mem, then to learn a Mishnah the Shin, etc. So, the Rav used to give on the yards of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. The Rav used to give. I only saw it at the very end, but he used to give shiur all day. He fasted in the yards at night. He gave a major. It's called the yards of drusha here in Lamport usually, okay, or in some other places. He gave a major drusha at night. It was the Ilanishmas his father, the best thing about the mother, and then they would learn all day, and up in the in his shiur in the fourth floor, first floor in those days. The Rav Shu was in what's now the public relations office. That's where the Rav Shu was, not part of the building. Anyway, so he used to learn all day. Guys would come in and out, so we would learn, you know, we would be there with him. So he would learn Mishnayos, you know, Mems, he started with Mem, but he never got through. And so, yeah, so again, I wasn't there for this, but before my time, people told me. So one year he decided, he never got through, you know, he'd learn the whole parrot. So Mem was either Memesai or Megillah Nikreis or whatever. By the time he finished all the Mishnayos, the day was gone already. You know, he never got up to the Shin, he never got up to the Hay. So So one day he decided he's going to learn the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibbel Torah Mesinai. He got the whole Moshe in the first. Anyway, but if you look, so some editions of Mishnayos or some Siddurim print in the back a list of all the titles of the Prokim in Mishnayos. Case one, there is no parak Atarovis. The parak is called. It's in Zochim. It's called Kol Hazochim Shenis Arvu. The Rishonim called that parak Atarovis. Just be aware. It's a parak. I think the fifth parak of Zochim. Kol. I forgot now which parak. Sixth, I think. Look it up. It's called Kol Hazvachim Shenis Arvu. Anyway, all the Rishonim called the Parak HaTarovus. So that's the Kesh Mishmin's here. Anyway, Kotsu HaTosus or Ashbo Barosh or Haran, not like the Rambam. Dafilu Yisudu HaBonaleka. Again, by Min Bimino Yovish B'Yovish, okay, where Chad betray works, the Ravid said that the Rabbanan Yenid Shishim, but the Rambam disagreed, Tosus disagreed, and the Kesh Mishmin gives a whole list of others who disagree as well. Okay, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ram, that no, Afili is the Rabbanon Lekha, Kedemash Mahochet. The Ravid Pirish, the Ravid holds, okay, the other way, and the Mekesh Mishnah says, Das Rabbeinu, Kedas HaRavid. Maybe Rashi is all like that also. Okay, so Machochet is Rishonim. But the Rov of the Rishonim are of the opinion that Yovish B'Yovish, Min B'Mino, is Chad B'Trei Botel. Three hamburgers, one is kosher, one is non, two are kosher, and one is non-kosher. Botel B'Rov, I don't need Shishim. Again, it's Mimino Yavish B'Yavish. Okay? Now, the question I'd like to let's just begin now, and we'll go by to tomorrow, is, again, this, the coolest, so to speak, of Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'Mino, that it's Batul B'Rov, how far does this go? Okay? So the Rosh, Basachul and Parag Zayinson and Lamed Zayin, okay, Tosus we already saw. Tosus at least alluded to the possibility. Tosus on Kuf Amud Aleph. The Rosh the very shiny 20 writes Shema lechad gavra haya osir. Tosus does not seem quite ready to say that one person can now sit down and eat all three of these hamburgers at once, because one was definitely not kosher. All right. So the Rosh, however, writes 24 parak zayin chulin parak zayin sin lamed zayin. Okay, that dafka gid v'chaticha v'davar she'ein beri lo chaticha v'skabed botel b'rov. Okay, again. The Gemara had said on Dafkuf Manalat that Gid is an exception because the Beria and what do you call it? The other things are Chatik Lizkabi, but failing those, without those exceptions, without those technicalities, the Rosh says, like we saw in another Rishonim, Bato Varova, Fila is the Rabbanon Lekha, right? The night is the Rabbanon, unlike the Rabbanon Raven. And look what he writes. Yeroa Shemutar Ochon Ka'achas. Yes. It is mutter for one person to eat all three hamburgers together at one sitting. All three pieces of meat together. All right? Now, later on, and I could have printed it here, but I printed it later. Just take a look for a second. Okay? The Mama comes a little bit later. I'm sure you got to it. The Rosh Hashanah 42. It's a continuation of this Rosh. But I want you to see the words here. Okay? Elamishum dixeris akosuhu dixiv acham laatos, hilcha chad betray botel, here are the magic words. Venapach iser lios heter. Umutter laochlan afilu kulon kachas. That's the sheet of the Rosh Hashanah Rishonah. Nepach ha iser lios heter. I had three hamburgers, one of which I know for a fact came from a non kosher store. I just don't know which is which. Can't tell them apart. No way to know. Okay? And they're sitting here on the table, and I want to eat them. Okay, the halacha is according to the Rosh. Yes, I may sit down and eat all three of these hamburgers. That's the din of Batel B'Rov. That's the din of Batel B'Rov. Chad betray Batel. Doraisa. Yavish b'yavish. Min b'mino. Okay, yavish b'yavish. Okay, I can eat. You can't tell. Min b'mino. Again, yavish min b'mino. You can't tell them apart. There's no way. You know, all the same meat. Okay. They'll cook together in the pot, or whatever it is, and I can't tell them apart. I can eat all three pieces of meat, even though I know for sure that there is a non-kosher piece of meat here. Okay? That's called, that's the kula of Batel B'Rov. I don't need shishim, that's how most Rishonim learn. Why? Again, that's the language of the Rosh in 42. It's the same Rosh in Parag Zayin, Simon Lamed Zayin. Because Nepach Iser Lios Heter. That's the Chiddush of Rov. Rov. Nepach, that's why I said at the outset of the Shia, this is a different type of robe. Okay, this is a different type of robe. It's not just Mevarer, Machir, you put it on a hugger. Okay, but we're saying that the robe, it's almost like magic, right? The robe makes transforms the usher piece of meat into a kosher piece of meat, which is sounds like a very big kiddush. It is a very big kiddush. All right. Although, if we pause and think for a moment, it's not really such a gigantic kiddush. Okay. I mean, it's not magic. Like, well, what happened exactly? Okay. The answer is okay. It's exeris hakosov. I mean, right? It's exeris hakosov. That's what the Torah tells us. You know, it's almost like, you know, we're saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaPesh also, HaPesh Eter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked this to begin with, and he said, under these circumstances, mutter, it's Eretz HaKosov. Okay, and that's it. Okay, but that's why I said this is a totally different type of rove than Stam HaMachriya, the resolving a suffix. Okay, here there is a suffix, not that there's no suffix, there is a suffix which piece of meat is non-kosher, that I don't know, right? So there is a suffix in the mix. However, I'm allowed to eat it, so that's a big kiddush. It magically turned into a heter. But again, we just take a step back. It's not totally out of the realm of you know what we think because we have Rabbos Mechalav. Again, if a little bit of milk spills into soup, I'm allowed to eat the soup, even though I know for a fact that there's Rabbos Mechalav here, right? But that's the din. The din is that it's not flavorful, so you know it doesn't make a difference. So we'll have to continue with Hashem tomorrow. We finish the Akdama tomorrow. And trying to understand this Nisvara, and we'll see. Again, we'll see tomorrow. I don't know if you got to go through, but you can go through Viter for the rest of my Makomos, and I'll also send in the next. Have you ever finished your Makomos? I didn't have time for it today, probably it was early thing.
No.
Okay, but I'll send in the next way to fill it. But what I want to mention is that, you know, not all Rishonim agree with this Rosh. Not all Rishonim agree. Okay? Some say that the different people can eat it. Some say, no, you got to get rid of one altogether, but not everyone agrees with this, but it is a Kiddush. We'll continue to see them tomorrow. Okay?
More regularly.